You're listening to a podcast for Public Health England's Week of Action on getting it right for all our children and young people.
Hello, I'm Dr. Anne Hoskins. I'm Deputy Director of Health and Wellbeing, leading the Healthy People Division. I just wanted to put together my thoughts to you on the real opportunities, I think, with the transfer of commissioning of the 0-5 Healthy Child Programme. We all know that the evidence base for the importance of early years is getting stronger and stronger, and we know that if you've a good start in life, that sets you well for a good, strong trajectory into both educational attainment, but jobs and good life chances. So for me, the opportunity of the health visiting service being commissioned by the local authority gives a real opportunity for joined up work. We know the local authority is really keen on early intervention and the prevention of deterioration and really stopping problems getting worse. But what this brings with this public health programme is you have that opportunity of prevention right at the beginning, so you stop any problems happening. And that's really important. And through that universal prevention, you can identify the problems. Because if you don't identify the problems, how can you intervene early? And then if there are any additional problems that need that universal programme plus extra targeted support, you can get that through the early intervention programmes. And that leads on to prevention of deterioration. So for me, the opportunity of a joined up early years workforce is universal prevention, early identification for early intervention, and then further prevention to stop deterioration. So I really look forward to see how local authorities working with their local partners really get this right for families and babies and young children in their area.
Find out more and join the discussion using hashtag #BestStart0to19.